For decades, January in Southeast Michigan has meant auto show. Thousands trek to Cobo Center for the North American International Auto Show, often picking their way through snow and ice. But Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here to tell us the snow might give way to autumn leaves. What's going on, Daniel?
Well, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, the organizers of the show, are deep in a reexamination of the auto show. I think largely driven by the fact that people are not coming. The European automakers have essentially abandoned Detroit.
Well, now, when you say people, you're talking about auto companies? Because this past auto show drew over 756,000 people, and was up.
No, but I think that this show has, for a long time, prided itself as being a must-do stop on the global auto show circuit. Mm-hmm. I think the evidence is pretty clear that that's not the case anymore.
So the auto companies are not coming.
Right. I mean, executives had to be here. They had to be seen. They had to use it as an opportunity to network and potentially to talk business behind the scenes. And yet here we are at the end of this year's show, Mercedes out, BMW out. The British are basically not here. The Swedes are not here. With the exception of FCA's two Italian brands, Alfa and Fiat, you know, they have essentially abandoned the show. I think that's really ringing some alarm bells. People are feeling that this is not, people in the industry, that this is not a must-do. And there's been a lot of complaints about the weather over the years, and the auto dealers have basically parried it and say, we want to be the first show of the year, and we want to be able to drive sales in the first quarter. Well, I got news for you. The business has changed. Companies don't just launch products in the fall. They launch them all year round. They use the internet and all sorts of other targeted marketing to reach audiences they want to reach, whether they're customers, media. They don't need an auto show to make their executives available to the media. They can do that anytime.
So what would moving to October give them?
Their argument is it won't be too hot, so it won't tax Cobo's ability to keep the show cool because you've got all those lights and all those displays, plus all the people and everything else.
Totally appreciate that.
And that can be an issue. That there's a lot of outstanding issues of summer dates that are already on Cobo's schedule that can't be changed easily. They see this as kind of a sweet spot. The weather can still be nice, although, you know, October in Michigan can be a crapshoot. You just don't know. Oh, you live in the middle of the Great Lakes.
Well, but they've been living with a crapshoot for January for all these decades. Oh,
exactly. Truth to be told. So I think they're moving in that direction, but I think their analysis is somewhat, and they shared it with me, traditional in their thinking. And as a result, you've got a company like General Motors that is saying, hey, wait a minute, we got a different idea here. Why not do this in June? Why not tie it in some ways to the Grand Prix on Belle Isle, open up downtown and all of its venues to all sorts of festivals and concerts and product reveals and ride and drives and demos of autonomous vehicles and show Detroit at its absolute best. And if anybody's been down to the Grand Prix when it's not raining and cold, they know that there are a few things that make Detroit look better than that Grand Prix. It's pretty spectacular. Now, that would only just be part of it. So General Motors has been pushing this idea on the DADA, and frankly, I'm not sure that they're going to make the sale. In fact, I don't think they will. But there are competing visions, and I think there's a belief at the car companies that auto shows, as we have understood them, and certainly as we've understood them in this community for 30 years, next January will be the 30th year of the international part of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show. That industry has so changed just in the past 5 years. And I think that by the time we get to the 2020 show, who knows what this industry is going to look like and what the priorities are. But I think clearly people feel like they don't need to be at these shows. I know it's a challenge for us as a hometown paper that covers the industry all over the world to really gin up news during the auto show, because in a lot of cases, the newsmakers just aren't here and they just aren't available.
Change is coming, possibly, for the North American International Auto Show. How likely is it that 2019 auto show is the last one in January?
I'd say it's pretty likely. I think they're going to have to make a call here. I think the real concern is that they make the call for October and a couple, 3 years hence, they realize it's not enough. And then do they have to move it again or do they have to totally redo the show? I think that's one of the questions they've got to answer.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.